101.5 WTGR.
The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
We continue with our guest for today, Nicole Kaler, Director of Nutrition and Volunteer Services, as well as Pastoral Care with Wayne Healthcare, manager also of Central Drip Cafe, as we help them celebrate 100 years this year with Wayne Healthcare. And certainly waynehealthcare.org is a great place where you can find all kinds of information about services they offer and history of hospitals, so much more. So make sure that you check out that website. We'll remind you about that, and also any phone numbers and so forth, and social media you can access as well if you have any questions about anything we've talked about, and again, services that are offered and so forth, because that all is very important. And speaking of things that are important, certainly volunteers are very important. Talk about that a lot on this program with nonprofit organizations, whether it's for the organization itself or maybe specifically for an event that's coming up. Volunteers are so important to everything you do at Wayne Healthcare, aren't they?
It absolutely is. I mean, they are just the silent leader, I think, in certain areas. You know, like you had mentioned, Volunteer Week is next week. It's April 17th through the 23rd. And we're actually going to be celebrating 84 years of recognition this year, which actually puts me almost close to the decade that I was discussing. They started in 1938. And, you know, they fund a lot of projects through the fundraisers we do, which sometimes are chicken dinners, jewelry sales, you know, raffle baskets, things like that. And, you know, the services that they do to enhance the patient and visitor experience, but even the employees. I try to make sure that I explain to all of the directors in all the different departments that, you know, whether it's filing or putting together packets, they can stuff envelopes. They, you know, help patients and family members get from point A to point B, because, you know, now that it's an even larger hospital, people come in, they're very lost. So we try to make sure they do that. They dismiss patients and answer phone calls. They're really the first people you see and the last people you see when you come and go from the hospital. And they take their jobs very seriously. They don't come in for any other reason but that they want to. You know, again, like I said, their service is free, and they just do an amazing job taking care of anything and everything that they can do for the betterment of the hospital.
And I'm sure they'll appreciate recognition. I know that anytime when they, you know, you do what your volunteers do, they enjoy and appreciate being recognized. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. And then also, speaking of recognition, I guess, the Centennial Celebration. I know we've been mentioning it from time to time over the past few months, but now we have date and time and more specifics about that, right?
Sure, yeah. So it's going to be Saturday, May 14th from noon to 2. And you would want to park on the Harrison Street side and come in on the new Harrison Street entrance. There will be remarks at 12:15, and we're actually going to be trying to do the tours that we wanted to do back when the expansion was done. But again, because of the pandemic, we wanted to put that on hold for the safety of the patients and our employees. So we're going to provide some light refreshments. And again, there's so many opportunities to meet some providers from various service lines. You know, again, the tour is going to consist of the birthing center, the new wellness center, and inpatient unit. We can also give more information about the new 3D mammography system. And we've got a pain management center. And then our foundation does a great job. She's got some philanthropic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a big word.
What, mammography, Bill, that's
yeah,
a big word.
I got there. Everything but that one. But anyway, those activities. And then, again, our hospital history is being showcased throughout the hallway that connects the older side, if you will, to the newer side. And speaking of that, there's also those older tools and equipment that they were using back in the decades that we're all coming in and talking about versus what we use now. So just a lot of really great history, information, and just a chance to get to come and enjoy the new space like we have been the last couple months.
I'm sure you invite all members of the community to come, regardless of their age or, whatever the case, whatever their preconceived stereotypes of hospitals and things like that. I mean, I know going into a hospital is not always, something that people look forward to, especially if they're a patient. But this is important because, as you mentioned, it does give people an opportunity to see firsthand, some of these places, the birthing center, wellness center, inpatient unit, and things like that, to get questions answered as well. Again, not just to see things, with your own eyes right there face-to-face, but also to talk to people face-to-face and, again, ask questions, because I have a feeling just about everybody who comes for this centennial celebration will learn something that they didn't know about Wayne Healthcare, maybe the history of it, or, again, the services and so forth that you provide. Because, and I know that's one thing that all of you want to try to do during here on Community Ties throughout the year, as you celebrate 100 years, is to help people to know about some of the services they provide. And because there are probably still a lot of assumptions out there that, well, you got to drive to Dayton or Columbus or Cincinnati or wherever else, maybe even Cleveland or something, for something that they might need. And it may not be the case. Yeah, you might have it right here.
Yep. I definitely strongly suggest everybody coming out and joining us in the celebration. It's really going to be a chance to just enlighten folks, get answers to questions that you may have, and also just to enjoy, what a great facility we have in our neighborhood. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah, because with any community, hospitals are, and healthcare facilities and so forth, they're so important to each community, because obviously you all want to take care of people right here at home. Again, make sure that they're healthy and they have everything they need, and certainly that you can take care of whatever those needs are.
So, exactly.
And anything else that you want to mention? I was going to have you do like website, social media, and
that's really what I have left, is just that, we want to encourage people to share your stories about the hospital. You can send them to marketing, and their email address is marketing@waynehealthcare.org. And also visit our website for more information. And that is waynehealthcare.org.
And also, certainly check out their website or call if people have questions about anything maybe you've talked about, or again, just services you provide and so forth. What's the best number for them to call?
It is 548. I think it's 1141, or is it 1411? Isn't that awful? I don't call the hospital very often. I apologize.
Well, that's okay. I need to put you on the spot there, because I don't have the main number here with me, but waynehealthcare.org is again a website that you can go to,
and that will have a lot of resources. And especially, even just to put in another shameless plug, though, if you're interested in volunteering, if you go on that website, there is a tab for volunteer services, and you can fill out the application. It'll come straight to my email.
And of course, there are phone numbers and extensions and things like that, information there, as well as on social media. So appreciate that. Sometimes I know, especially people who don't go online very often,
yes,
may want to call, but there's still ways to get phone numbers. So anyway, if you're interested in that. But Nicole, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for all you do and what everybody does at Wayne Healthcare. Hopefully people can be a part of the volunteer week, as well as the centennial celebration coming up on May 14th. And we'll certainly remind our listeners about all of that.